Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, nigga. Let's get this fucking money.
Yeah. Good morning, good morning. So, Super Mario with Eddie De Niro here, episode one.
First episode.
Getting high as fuck.
Three.
Smoking on a lot of weed, a lot of joints. Tonight we're going to do joints and bongs for you guys.
And my pipe from the 1860s.
Oh, yeah. There it is. And we brought out his pipe. Want to do his first episode with his pipe because he likes it. I'm going to spark up a panna, infused pre-roll.
That's why I like that, because look at them good clouds.
This is that cookie dough. This is for y'all to know. Right here. This little mother. I blipped it out myself, but it's okay. This little motherfucker.
Oh, you can say motherfucker on this show.
Is that right? All right, let's get this. Look at this little bad boy right here. Gonna fuck us up.
What'd you say that had, like, little black flecks in there?
You can see it. Little black flakes
little,
in there.
Little heroin pieces. Little opium pieces. No, not really. not really, folks.
No, we're playing with you guys. We don't do that over here. Nothing but weed, marijuana. You know.
All right, fire that bad boy up. Let's see what it's all about.
Let's do it.
So this is episode one. Like I said before, we're coming to you from my garage out here on the east side of the Valley of Las Vegas. You like that intro?
I loved it.
I did that.
Thank you. I loved the beautiful intro. Best of the best,
except
baby.
Except for the beginning. I don't know who did that. That was somebody's TikTok video that we just kind of stole.
Okay, well, hopefully they don't come after us later. But
that's right. If they want to come after us,
don't worry, we'll deal with it later.
We have an email account.
A Cash App account.
Do we have one of those yet?
No, I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
We need one of
know.
Those. We need one of those for sure.
OnlyFans. No, I'll take that out there too.
We do have, however.
Have a lot of weed. We smoke a lot of weed.
We do have a lot of that.
Yeah, we smoke a lot of weed.
That's what we'll be talking about on this podcast. Yep, the Wakey Bakey podcast. And I'm your host, Eddie, and this is my man Mario, Super Mario right here.
Hey, how you guys doing? How you guys doing? You know? Glad to be right here with you guys, with my boy Eddie De Niro. You know how we do it.
So how's everything going today, my man? How you doing?
You know, just smoking weed, you know.
Every day. Let me hit this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I kind of, baby, you know, I kind of, hold on it too much.
You're no puff puff gear.
Yeah, fuck. You got to tell me if not, I'll fucking smoke that motherfucker, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm Super Mario. Smoke that bitch to the head.
This got that good head, too. This remind me of the 707 headband.
Ooh, it tastes so good too. I love it.
It's got
it,
that dank ass basement.
It smells good too. It tastes good. The motherfucker hits. You know what I mean? Go get you one. Go get you whatever. Ooh. Whatever you like to smoke.
That little side hit right there, my brother.
Ooh, I love it. I see that smoke. How it comes out, nice and thick. It's nice smoke. It's nice. And it's little. Look at that. Two heads in the high. And we big. We big.
Ooh, get me already there.
But tonight we're gonna smoke joints.
Nice.
His little pipe that he had when he was like, 12 years old.
Right. That's the first pipe I ever smoked out of. Yes.
And then we're gonna do his custom made Jerome Baker.
Ooh, yeah, that's the fucking piece right there.
You know that is right there.
And we're gonna fucking be doing a giveaway with Jerome Baker at some point, I think.
Yep. Give you a badass one.
Before the season's over, you guys gotta stay tuned on that one. We'll let you know as the seasons keep going.
Hook you up.
But in the meantime,
Eddie De Niro's got you. He's gonna hook you guys up. Don't trip. Stay tuned, follow Wakey Bakey podcast, and stay tuned to everything and let you know. You're going to hook up a real stoner out here in that big 702. How's it hit, buddy? How's it hit?
Oh, like a champ.
Ooh, that's what she said.
Oh, that's right, baby girl. That's right.
Let me try it. Because it ain't no fun that the homies can't have them remember that.
That's right, baby girl.
Woo! Let me try. Let me clear my throat, though, real quick.
Let me clear my throat.
Ooh, you already know. That's what I was going for. Ready to do this.
Oh. That motherfucker hits proper.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Jerome Baker, man.
That's
nice
right.
Bong.
We're going to have him on the show at some point, I think.
Clear
too.
Ass fucking bong.
Hopefully.
Nice.
We're going to try to.
Man, fucking hits nice, beautiful with nice cold water.
Go get you
one too. Real beautiful, man.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. That's what it is right there,
that's
man.
That's the limited edition one.
Right there, baby. That big old shroom right in the front. Let me just for y'all that like to know.
It's like a marble piece.
Boy, it hits too.
You all right there, little buddy?
Oh, damn. You got a cough to get off. Remember that.
Damn, that's right.
That's right. You got a cough to get off. Let them pass it. Here you go. See? Got a puff, puff, pass. You know, that way they don't say you hogging it and shit.
Right.
And they talking shit. You know how we do it. No, they are. Oh, you know, hogging it and shit. It's okay. Don't worry. It's enough to get around for all of us. Don't worry.
That's right. That's right, baby girl. You know how we do it.
Yeah. So don't trip. We got weed for days. Remember
that's
that.
That's right.
Weed ain't never going to finish. There's enough weed for all of us.
Everybody. Especially here in the state of LV.
You know it.
Where it's nice and legal.
Exactly.
That's why I moved here from Texas.
Nice. Okay. See?
Yeah.
All right. See, I'm from San Diego. So, see? Cool, man. Nice.
Well, being San Diego, you already had it legal there.
Yeah, I did. You know what I mean? Yeah, California had it right there, too. It was good.
We were always having to sit around, sneak around in the parking lots.
Now, the only thing was over there in California before I came here, man. The dispensaries were like hood shit, man. You go in there and fucking, it was like fucking crazy motherfuckers in there and shit. Selling you weed like mom and pop shit, so. And they were getting robbed left and right. Yeah, man. So it was like, fuck, you got to take your chances going to a dispensary.
You have to take your gat in?
Yeah, fuck, man. It was crazy. Oh. So I don't know. Was it nickel sack, a dime sack worth your life? I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, fuck. You got to buy a quarter at least for that.
Fuck it. I went back to the homies. You know what? Let me go back to the homeboys. Fuck it.
You know what?
Fuck it. The homies ain't going to do me wrong. I know them. They're all good. You know what I mean? Show them nothing but love and they got you. Don't trip. Remember, they always respect and they got
that's
you.
Right. That's mm-hmm. right.
Nothing but love.
That's how it is.
Ooh. That's how it is. We all love weed. We all smoke weed. I got you. Don't trip. Real good. Ooh, that panel hit nice. That cookie dough with that little tar in the middle, little black hash. It's good. Nice hit.
Yeah, get the smooth fade.
Smooth
going
hit.
On.
Real good. So, you know, we're going to be talking about the good weeds we smoke. All the weed we just smoke.
Oh, yeah. All
right
the
now,
time.
Superior Garlic Mint Keith. Real, real good, too.
Yeah, we just had one of those a minute ago.
Nice.
That was on take two.
That's right, exactly. We're like on take 10.
No. In fairness, it's take three.
Exactly. If it would have been a porno, we would have been done already.
Right.
Had to pop some more pills or something. Nah, I didn't know. You know, this show is going to be X-rated. We don't know what it's going to be, so.
That's right.
If we don't
you
like it,
know.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's right. You can send it to our email.
Oh, that's right. Send it to Eddie De Niro. Let him know. Don't worry.
I'll send it over to you.
No worries. And I'll get the memo. Don't trip. Just let me know. Then the second one was the Motivator, the Blue Zittles. Really, really nice, too. Nice indica one. Nice. Or whatever the fuck it is. Let's see.
I don't know.
Let's read it. No. Really good. Really good terps. Really good CBD. You know, a lot of CBG. So, hey, it hooks it up nice, man. So get you one, they're Motivators.
Yeah, the Motivators are always good.
Always good. They have
I like those.
They have crumble in it, nice. So.
And then we're smoking on the panel right now.
Oh, they were smoking on the panel one. And before that, we had the ASEA Zittles, if I'm saying it right, from White Label. ASEA Zittles, badass one too, homie. Nice. We smoking that good shit. And then Eddie's breaking up some weed right now as we speak.
Yeah, that's the Ultraviolet.
That right. And who makes that one?
Right, that's Virtue, baby.
Ooh, Virtue.
Got that Virtue right there.
Wait, look at that, baby. Nice and beautiful. And
probably can't
ooh,
even see it.
Best of the best, baby. I love it. Ooh.
Yeah, Virtue's on the top of the list for
top
sure.
Top of the list, baby. One of the best. One of our favorites, guaranteed. All day. You can't go wrong with Virtue.
Nope,
they're good.
Nope.
Real nice. And everything, like you said, is good, man. Fluffy. I know they mean no here and there, you know, but it's always good. Nice. You got a good grinder. Put in your bong, put in a nice joint,
sweet.
Fuck it, smoke it. It's weed,
all
eh?
Right, we're good to go whenever we're ready to load something else up.
Okay. We'll pack a bowl, fuck it.
Sweet.
Whatever you want.
Are we still going with this?
Mm-hmm. You kill it or what?
Yeah.
Don't worry, we still got the joint going too. So yeah, we got the joint going too. It's real good, I told you, see? This pattern, little motherfucker right here smacks. Believe me. You know? Wouldn't tell you. I don't blow smoke up ass no more.
No more? No less?
No. Yeah. Psych. I just play. You got to get that. Nah. You know how it is.
That's funny.
You know, oh, sorry. You know, let me get some water. You know, when you're high, you know, you got to clear your throat sometimes. It's that cotton mouth, you know. Don't say it. I know you're going to say it. But They're cutting him out.
It happens.
Hey, it happens to the best of us. Fuck it.
Yep.
It is what it is, you know. So, you know, that's how it goes. Real nice. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Good so taste. What's been going on in the weed world? You know anything? You know anything good?
Got some good weed coming out. Got some good shit coming out this week.
What you know about any of these crazy laws that they're about to pass? You hear anything about that?
Ooh, oh, no.
They're about to. So check this out. I got to talk about this. So they're about to pass it where you could get a permit now. Okay.
Okay.
For like an individual seller to go to like events and sell weed.
Beautiful. Sign me up.
What do you think about this? You think that's a good thing?
Damn, I don't know. That means everybody's going to be there trying to.
That means everybody's going to be smoking.
That's good. We need more people to smoke, be more happy, be more high.
Right, right. But go back to the Woodstock flip side of that, on the flip side of that, you know, they're about to make those. I saw this in High Times. They were talking about how they're going to make it where they have a breathalyzer for weed.
When you're driving.
Yeah. So if you're driving, they can, if they think you're fucked up, they can. Test you right there on the spot.
Exactly. Well, no, yeah. So that's why I try to tell you guys out there. We smoke weed and all that, but never smoke weed and drive. Never do that because, you know, they're going to pull you over and it's a DUI. And it kind of sucks. You know, I had a couple homies, you know, say they pass a test. You know, they say they pass it. You know, if they did or not.
But how can they take the test? That's what I don't understand.
Well, they make them do like the L. They make them do the alphabet backwards.
I promise, even if you're sober, you're still going to fail.
Of course. We're fucking high as fuck. You know, we're high as fuck and we're fucking up on this shit right now. You know what I mean? For example, whatever. Yep. You know what I mean?
But it's just going to be one of those things where.
It's going to be one of those things.
Eventually, if you get tested, unless they know your tolerance, you're going
to
fail.
No. It's going to be one of those things that when you get pulled over, people, please listen to me carefully. Listen. If you get pulled over and you're fucking high.
This is Super Mario the lawyer.
Believe me, I've been through a lot. I've saved a couple.
Should we do the disclaimer?
Should do it. Believe me.
Don't try this at home. Go to a neighbor's house. Get real good. Yeah. Don't believe anything he says.
Or me, for that fact. Or do it and then later don't call me. The only thing, just don't call me collect. I promise, because I won't pick up, okay? I will recommend you to a good couple of lawyers. Criminal lawyers. I got a good couple ones.
But don't call me collect.
But hey, other than that, believe me when I tell you this. If you're high, you're driving, and the officer pulls you over to cops, pigs, whatever you want to call them, you know, whatever. Don't get crazy with them. For me, when I'm driving and I see the cop behind me, I don't know what happens, if it's a mind thing or something, but I go sober quick.
Boom. Yeah, I do too.
I go sober quick. I go like, fuck it. You know what I mean? I go sober quick. You know, I don't know if that happens to everybody or not, but if it doesn't, if it does.
It reminds me, though, the first time like I ever smoked weed, and I got really fucking high with Uncle Bobby.
Okay.
He wasn't even my uncle, but I called him Uncle Bobby. You know, nice. He was my best friend, and not him, but his nephew. It sounded a little weird. I had to clarify that.
I was like, we don't want nobody coming and calling us. Hey, what's up with your buddy?
It's crazy shit going on there. I'm like, hey, go down. You know, buy me some Mickey's Wide Mouths, right? He's like, take me down to the store. We're gonna smoke this joint on the way. Okay, cool, right? I smoked weed before. He had the good shit. This is back in the fucking 80s.
Okay, nice.
The good shit.
Good shit.
The good Mexican dirt weed.
Ooh, I remember those days. I was like 10 years old. Man, stealing from my brothers.
We fire this joint up. We smoke it on the way to the fucking corner store, the liquor store.
Yeah.
And we get there, and I sit out in the car. He goes in, gets me a six-pack of the Mickey's Wide Mouth. Get back in the car. I pass the joint to him. Sit there for a minute. Take off. Driving along. He's like, Eddie, we ain't never going to get nowhere if you don't push the gas, goddammit. I was going 5 miles an hour and shit, driving down the road.
Real Cheech and Chong shit, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, all you needed was a tree.
Yeah, back in those days, you could do that.
Yeah. No, see, that's what I try to tell you guys. So back to what I said. You do not, if you're getting high, do not get crazy with the officer. You don't want to be another statistic, whether you're Mexican, white, you know, bad, black, African American, yellow, green, whatever the fuck color you are, whatever race you are.
Yeah, you gotta watch out with the police.
You gotta
just
watch
nowadays.
Out with them, man. Respect them. Excuse me, respect them. And
just
hopefully
so
they
don't get shot, right?
Yeah, just don't get shot. I don't wanna read about, hey, it was, you know, another, you know what I mean? Please don't get shot out there, because, you know, don't get me wrong, another day too, I was driving to work in the morning. I was on the phone, you know, talking and smoking a joint. So I'm doing two things already wrong. So I'm like, fuck. I get pulled over and I'm high and I'm on the phone. Oh no, he's gonna rape me. You know what I mean? So So what I do is, as soon as I see him before he sees me, I just drop the phone and I drop the joint. Fuck it, I keep driving.
Burn your nuts.
You know, I fuck it. I dropped the ball. I said, fuck it. Let God take the wheel. Fuck it. You know.
That's when Jesus comes into the picture. Then
that's exactly
when
what the
nuts are burning. Yeah,
nuts are burning and everything. Phone on the floor. People
Jesus
get
take the wheel. Jesus,
Jesus take the wheel.
Oh,
that was
shit.
It.
Shit, we lost our light.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Fuck it. We go without light. We
yeah.
Can see us.
See, that's the ragtag kind of gonzo shit you're gonna get with this fucking podcast.
We'll put filters later. Don't worry. Once we get up, you know.
Yeah, we'll make it look good.
Look good for you guys.
It'll start looking good about probably the third, fourth episode. Yeah, I figure. Until then, you're just gonna have to bear with us. And
we'll hook everybody up. No worries.
And then it'll start getting better, and you guys will like it. It'll work out for you guys. You'll see.
You know, just something to listen to. You know, whether you're bored, high. Fucking, don't got nothing to do, washing the dishes, you know, or get stoned with us, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's here for.
For everybody, man. We love everybody.
High
surprise. Just remember that.
Like
me.
An aeroplane in the sky.
Eddie De Niro and me, Super Mario, we love everybody. Just remember that. All right. Get high,
stay high.
Why drink and drive when you can get high and fly? Remember that shit or whatever.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Something like that.
Yeah, something.
So, yeah, point blank is don't get crazy with officers and. You know, everybody be all right.
That's the lesson of the first podcast. Let's give them something better to take away from that.
Yeah, don't.
Don't get shot by officers.
There you go. Because most likely you're going to be a minority or whatever, be getting high or be on me both, doing both. And then, you know, you're going to pull over and just don't do that, you know. So then, because Eddie's already saying they're going to pass laws, they're going to start.
That's right. They're getting crazy with it right now.
And then if you're going to, you don't want to lose your jobs, if you guys got good jobs out there, you know, like us, you know, we. You know, even though we're working in this,
we work in the industry.
We work in the industry, so you know.
Canada charges on you with that.
Yeah, so
there you go, my friend.
Thank you, buddy's passing. And see, this little pen is really good. So yeah, that's the first little.
But the laws are getting a lot more lenient.
You know,
at least we can go down on Fremont and smoke freely.
Exactly, and go into.
We're
going to
do that. We're going to video that.
Exactly, we're going to go and smoke joints on Fremont.
Yeah.
You know, drink a couple beers. Some micheladas out there for you guys.
Ooh,
you know,
shit.
Ooh, yeah,
coming up, we're gonna start giving you reviews of our favorite taco shops.
Yep, everywhere
in the valley.
Yep,
all over Las Vegas,
everywhere.
So that way, if you want to go hang out, we got the good spots to go to.
Ooh, the good.
Whenever
shit.
You're in town, yeah. Yep. If you don't live here, people are listening to us from everywhere.
That'd be the dream. Don't worry, someday.
Not just here in Las Vegas, but everywhere.
Everywhere, California, New Mexico, Arizona.
Yep.
Everywhere.
West Coast, West Side, South Side. Down there in Henderson.
Fuck it, everywhere.
Up north. We'll be coming from your spot here before too long.
Exactly, Northtown, exactly.
Yeah.
Northtown, you know it, you know.
Yep, on the north side.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Been here for a couple years. You know, I love it. I'm originally from San Diego, California, just so you know.
Ooh.
You know, Eddie Money from what? Texas? Tell him, Eddie, where you from?
Oh, yeah. Texas. Right. You know that. Austin, right. Texas.
Perfect. So that's
us. We got that South flavor.
That's us for the first one.
All right. So.
So we like the weed. Did you like this panna?
Oh, yeah. It was
got
good.
You high, huh? How about the bowl?
It was
see?
Good.
Hit the bowl.
Oh,
smoke
yeah.
That. Yeah. Tell him how you hit it.
Did you get, oh, yeah, look at it. It's ready to go. Did
it's
you
greens.
Hit it?
I mean, I got the earlier greens. It's your turn to get greens now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's, where's yeah, the, let me see
the
lighter.
Lighter. Boom, there it is. This pan is really good. I love joints. Honestly, everybody has what they like.
Still nice and cool.
Ooh, the water's nice and cold always. Oh, I always like putting the water cold if you like it, you know.
It's really badass cold. To hear the Jerome Baker story. And we're going to have him, like I said, I really want to have him on the show to talk about it and tell his story because it's fucking...
He's a badass dude, man.
The man's
he's
a fucking true
cool.
artist. He's a true yep. fucking artist.
Fucking tight, homie.
And this hit's going to be for him, yeah.
Yep, he could blow you a bong fucking with his eyes closed, homie, and fucking his hand tied behind his back. Promise you. Come out a badass fucking pipe bong, whatever you want, custom made, whatever you like. Don't worry, he's going to hook you
ooh,
guys
Super
up.
Super Mario, there you go, my man.
Hell yeah.
God damn, that was tasty as fuck.
Let me try to hit this Jerome Baker bong for you guys so you guys can see.
There you go.
I smoke everything, all right, just so you know, from the very get-go. Joints, dabs, honey badger, whatever you want. Packwoods joint, whatever. Fuck it. Back in my days when we used to do it out of apples and fucking.
Oh, apples yeah. and oranges?
Remember apples or the cans? You break the cans and fucking.
Fuck yeah, that's
how. That's
how
you smoked your weed, so fuck it. Whatever
back
gets me
day.
High, homie.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, homie, whatever gets that mind changed, right?
You know it.
I remember the can days. Those were always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Get that good flavor in there.
That's a good hit, guys.
That's the virtue right there, my friend. That's the virtue. That's that ultraviolet. That was a fucking good one they did right there.
That is a good one. Virtue is always a good strain.
Right.
Yep. Virtue is nice. Oh shit! I know. I said, see, I'm high. I mean, ultraviolet's a good strain, and virtue's a good. Yeah.
There you go.
See what I mean?
I was thinking, hey, you're wrong.
I know. Fuck. But see, I caught myself because I was like, right, fuck, I can't there, fuck
you
up.
Got
you
got it.
See?
You got it.
You see?
See, that's what the Jerome Baker piece will do to
that's
you.
That's what it'll do. Make you fucking
time.
Start mind playing tricks on you, eh?
Oh, shit. I can tell you stories about that little dude.
Chucky? Chupacabras? I don't know, but you say little dude. Homie.
The little dude from the Ghetto Boys.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
What's his name? Bushwick Bill? There you go.
My mind's playing tricks on
me. So I used to have some friends of mine when I lived in Austin.
Okay.
They rented a house from him.
Oh, yeah?
And he used to just show up at their parties, like in the middle of the night, fucked up out of his mind.
Wow. So his mind were playing tricks on him.
Yeah. And you know, like the first album cover where they're standing alongside of him, and he's in the hospital, and he's got the little pad and everything on his face.
Yeah.
That's fucking real. Like, that really happened. They took that picture. Him and his girl were high on PCP.
Wow.
And she shot him in the face.
Wow.
And that's him in the hospital with his boys, the Ghetto Boys.
See?
That's fucking crazy, right? Down there in Houston, Texas.
Wow. Got some good stories. That's nice.
That is nice. That's cool. Like that?
I did like that.
Fucking
got some real good
Bushwick
stories.
Bill. Bushwick Bill. That's crazy.
I mean,
maybe I'll take some more.
Oh, yeah. Who's that right here? He ain't got his own no more. Remember, he's been in the industry, music industry, fucking marijuana industry.
Ooh.
Who knows? Even porn later, you're going to see him come out. He's going to be in all industries.
You never know. I always wanted to run for president one day.
Hey,
just
who
to
knows
see what
too?
All smut would
it.
Come out on me.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you never know what.
Fucking Kanye West is trying to run. Ooh. Donald Trump run. Fuck it. You could try too.
I could too, right?
Yeah, fucking Arnold. Wasn't Arnold the government or something?
Yeah.
Too? Say, well, fucking do it
Arnold
too,
Schwarzenegger.
Homie. And look, we're trying to do a broadcast. So, hey, any dream can come true then.
That's
fuck it.
Right. That's
the first episode's day two.
There
fuck
you. Go.
Dreams can come true, I guess. I don't know what. Let's see.
That's the best.
Fucking dreams can come true. Fucking let's see.
That's right.
That's right, homie.
Hit that fucking pipe. And then did you hit this?
Oh, I already hit that. I'm hitting this little 1980. No, 80s.
That's the 1860s, my friend.
1960, that's right there. I was even born yet.
That pipe came to me in West Texas from a covered wagon.
Nice. And you still have it?
Yeah.
Nice. It's over 20 years old then, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
You can't do no math.
You like that, huh? No, I can't do math for shit. That's why.
Why I love you, baby girl.
That's why hey, I like it, though. It's a nice little brown one. You know, it hits good. He says he's had it for, you know, he was a kid, so let's try it. It is
ooh.
Nice. Yeah, homie.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. See, when you get really high, now you hit your little pipe, your little baby pipe.
There you go.
Your little teenage pipe.
Oh, my God. I need to take a break for a second.
Pipe.
Get a little sip of water.
Take a break. Take a drink. Take a nap if you want. And wake up.
Maybe lock
it
over here.
You know, I'm going to hit the bong again.
Yeah? There you go. Ooh, what do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah? You like that?
I do.
That's good stuff right there.
It is.
All right, cool. So,
Good. I love it. Really good. Get you some.
You want to keep this going? You want to wrap it up?
It's up to you. You're the boss. Eddie De Niro's the boss. Remember, I'm the little guy. He's the big guy. Like they
you're
said.
The little buddy?
The little buddy.
You're the little buddy.
The little brother bigger than the big brother. The little sister bigger than the big sister.
Right? The little buddy.
How are you going to hook me up with the little sister that look bigger than the big sister? You ain't right, Eddie.
Yeah. No, fuck. Never.
All right, good. No, yeah.
At least you know it.
At least you know it.
All right, cool. So this is going to be the first episode.
Good night. Have a
come
good
back,
night.
Come back. Hang out with us again on the Wakey Bakey Podcast.